What's up, guys? Welcome to Titan Talk Tuesday with me, John, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. Appreciate all you guys tuning in. 6 o'clock is our usual time, so we're right on schedule, thank God. Usually we're kind of going earlier before. I appreciate all you guys. I got a great show for you guys. We're going to talk about therapy of the week, which is AOD9604, peptide weight loss therapy, fragment of growth hormone. We're going to talk about how it can help you guys, what it does. And at that point, we've got some great topics talking about the first over-the-counter birth control contraceptive being sold directly to patients without even having to see a doctor. Kind of crazy how medicine is advancing, but we're going to get into that too as well. And then I'm answering all your guys' questions on how we can help you guys feel better, look better, perform better, whether it's hormone replacement therapy, medical weight loss, vitamin amino acid injectable therapies, rejuvenation detox, libido enhancers, peptides, blood work, anything that deals with your health and optimizing you and making you feel the best you possibly can. We do it here at Titan Medical Center, and we'll talk about it and how we can help you guys. And like I said, if it's about working out, eating better, sleeping better, we can discuss that too. Anything you guys want to talk about. I'm going to do a short little show today for you guys. So let's get right into it. So for the peptide therapy, AOD9604. So it is a great, great peptide therapy, and it creates lipogenesis and lipolysis. So what does that mean? That means it destroys fat that's inside the body, actually utilizes stored fat, and it makes the body not store fat too as well. So everything you're eating and intaking, you're using as fuel, as energy, right? And this is the best thing you can do. Now, AOD9604 is 176 amino acid sequence. Out of the 191 amino acid sequence, that growth hormone is made up of. So you get all of the best of the weight loss tricks here out of the fragment 176 without any of the negative side effects that the other amino acid sequence of the 191 would do. So that would be like growth of bigger organs, forehead, nose, ears, all these things. So AOD can come in a couple different transportation rates too as well. Injectable is always my favorite, and I think it works the best out of all of them. We also have a sublingual version, which I know Sharice has taken and a couple other patients, and they've still got good results with that too as well. So if you're looking for something that's going to help with weight loss that doesn't have any stimulants in it whatsoever, so it's not going to make your heart race or anything like that. It doesn't have anything that semaglutide and tirzepatide have as far as slowing down digestion or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about that. This has GRAS status, generally regarded as safe, and at that point, AOD has been a game changer. You can pair this up with so many different therapies out there that we have here. So you can combine it with ECA Stack Plus. So let's say you do want a stimulant for burning fat, for energy, and you want to add this in the mix, you can do that. You can also pair this up with tesamorelin. You can pair this up with CJC1295 with ipamorelin. There's so many different combinations to get you a great result with using AOD9604, or if you just want to use it by itself. Another great therapy to add to the arsenal for weight loss therapies that we have here at Titan Medical Center. We've had this therapy for years, utilized it through so many different patients. I've taken it myself, so I know that it has a great effect. And this is for somebody that wants to lose 5, 10, maybe 15 pounds. If you start getting to the 20, 30, 40, or 50, or 60 pounds, you're probably going to want to utilize something like tirzepatide or semaglutide to be able to get that weight loss effect pretty quick and pretty effectively. So that's just it. Tara, what's going on? Diesel, how you doing? Mandy, Mark, how you doing? Joe, how you doing? Lauren, my dude, Pat, what's up? Smith, how you doing? Mags, Anjada, Chris, Coach Lex Luther, what's going on? How you guys doing out there? DB Collier, how you guys doing? If you guys got any questions, shoot them out to me. At that point, we're going to get into the first topic here. First over-the-counter birth control pill is expected to hit stores within weeks. What do you guys need to know about this? So at this point, right, so this over-the-counter birth control pill is going to hit the stores. And at that point, there's not going to be anything that is really against you buying it. So anybody can go and buy this. So whether it's little girls or teenagers or older women, they can go in and buy this. And it's called O-Pill. It's made by a pharmaceutical company, Perrigo, and 1 month supply is $20, $19.99. 3 month supply costs $49.99. It'll be very affordable. Obviously, very affordable for people out there that want to have the contraceptive as a female. And they don't have to go see a doctor, right? So at that point, it's a lot easier for them to get their hands on it. And I've seen this a lot with the way medicine's going right now, where a lot of things are starting to become over-the-counter. And when we talk about the O-pill, this is a contraceptive, right? Well, they just recently talked to the Supreme Court today about an abortion pill that's going to be sold over-the-counter too as well. So it's just really crazy how this is going. Yeah, you know, you already have the day-after pill and all these other things. So, I mean, I think this is good because there are young females out there that might be having sexual intercourse that might not be using any contraceptive. And that might be because, one, they can't get a hold of it, right? They don't want to tell their mom or dad that, hey, listen, I need to go see a doctor, go get this contraceptive. They're like, what are you doing? What are you having sexual relations? Why are you having sexual relations at your age? Blah, blah, blah. So they get a third degree. Where this can actually, hopefully, slow down teenage pregnancies that they're unexpected. And this could be, you know, a game changer for a lot of women patients out there in general. Do I think this is a bad thing? No, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. And it only has one hormone in it, progestin. So progestin is pretty common. And in birth control, they have a multitude of different things, combinations. Some have a lot of estrogen, some have progesterone. Some are water pills. So at that point, like, it just depends like what the pack is. Really, really crazy how it works. They don't have the same risk as the progestin as the other ones, as far as blood clots or strokes, as the combination pills do. The pills make it difficult for sperm to enter the uterus. They also thin the lining of the uterus and stop ovulation for many people who take it. To be effective in preventing pregnancies, the pill must be taken at the same time every single day. The most common side effect of such pills include irregular bleeding, headaches, dizziness, nausea, increased appetite, abdominal pain, cramps, and bloating. Other hormonal side effects include acne and mood changes. This is common with any birth control out there and common with most of the different drugs out there. Yeah, so this is pretty good. I mean, at that point, the only people that shouldn't be taking this are people that may have breast cancer, sensitivity to progestin, or people that may be pregnant already. So at that point, if you think you're pregnant, this is definitely not the way that you're going to get rid of the baby. At that point, you're going to have to look and go to a doctor and go through that. So at this point, you know, the FDA approves this. They said it's safe and effective for females, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, a lot of things have been FDA approved and, you know, have done some negative things to patients out there. And at that point, some have been approved and do wonderful things for patients out there. So we will see how it really plays out and what's going on. HCG. Vince, what's up, man? How you doing, too? I hope all is well. Anthony Vincent, what do you have a question about HCG? Let me know, and we'll talk about it.
You got one on Instagram
Can I get results with 1 8-week cycle of tirzepatide? Absolutely. Absolutely. Even 4 to 6 weeks is when they claim the results. So, I mean, at that point, you know, it really depends on the patient they're using it too as well. Now, it's going to work through the masses, right? But if you're doing the right things too along with it, and by the right things, I mean you have a nutritional diet, a good diet that's going on. You are having some sort of activity or exercise that's going on. You're sleeping better. You're drinking water. If you're doing these things, these fundamental things, your results are going to come quicker. And even if you only stay on it for 8 weeks per se, you know, if you're doing these right things, you're training yourself to be better as far as a healthy lifestyle. And whatever weight that you do lose, you're going to be able to keep off. The biggest complaint people say about semaglutide, tirzepatide was, I lost all this weight, now I'm starting to gain it back. Well, did you do any sort of lifestyle change whatsoever? No, this is most of the majority. Not one person I've ever asked that question to that complained about that said they changed things all the way around. Some said, yeah, I still do some exercise. Well, you still do it. But how's your nutritional plan? Because, you know, diet is a big portion of what is going on with our body, right? It helps fuel our body, gives nutrients to our body. And at that point, can get fat from food, right? You're not getting fat from any other sources out there. Your body's not just creating fat. So that's really where diet and nutrition come into play. Now, exercise, obviously, boosting metabolism, getting blood flow. These are main points that you're going to need with exercise. But nutrition is going to be the serious key when you're taking this. And at that point, being able to incorporate the exercise, drinking water, and getting some good sleep. So, yes, bullet 1, 2, 3, you can get results in an 8-week cycle of tirzepatide, no problem, for sure, 100%. Big Drew, what's going on, bro? Hope all is well. He says he's got his popcorn, his TV, let's go. Bagel Todd, what's up? Jet133, what's going on? Beauty Addict, how you doing? All right, so with AOD9604, I want to go back to this too. So it is the therapy of the week, so there is a discount in play at that point, and you guys can utilize that discount. All you have to do is call or text 727-389-3220, and you guys can take advantage of the discount for AOD9604. 176 amino acid sequence of 191 growth hormone. This is a great weight loss peptide that can be utilized in so many different ways. Is HCG still a pain to get? So no, Vince, we can get HCG, not a problem. HCG, we actually have a pharmacy that compounds it still, or you can get the commercial version. The compounded version is a bit little less expensive, where the commercial version is a little bit more expensive, okay? The Tumi Booslet. I know, Anthony, I don't know what you're asking about HCG, though. Vince, he made it very clear what he was asking. Just let me know, Anthony, and we'll be able to go over and discuss it. All right, so let's talk about the next topic here, because I'm going to be going pretty quick here. Dodgers Shohei Ohtani to speak for the first time in wake of a gambling scandal. Usually I would say this for Titan Lifestyle because it's really not health affected. But this is a pretty serious thing that's going on in baseball right now. And if you guys know anything about baseball, we know that Pete Rose was banned from baseball and banned not getting to the Hall of Fame for betting on baseball, right? So Shohei Ohtani right now, he's the golden child of the MLB. I mean, he's one in a billion players, I would put it that way. The guy can pitch. The guy can hit. The guy is just amazing all the way around. He's never had any sort of scandal ever follow him. And everything that I've ever seen on Shohei Ohtani has been top-notch all the way through and through. Well, just recently, Shohei Ohtani has been in some dirt, basically. He doesn't speak English very well and has a translator. So his translator bet, I don't know, over $4 million or something like that on sports betting. And Shohei Ohtani ultimately paid the bill or fitted the bill for it. Now, that guy's gone, but the guy only had a salary of $300,000. So at this point, it looks a little crazy. Yes, Pete Rose is probably pissed for sure. But we're going to see what happens with this. You know, is it going to be covered up? Right now, the feds are involved. So at that point, it doesn't matter what MLB or Major League Baseball cares about. It's really going to come down to what the feds find. So hopefully Shohei Ohtani will not be in hot water and it was just an interpreter. Either way, this, I think, will damage his reputation forever. I mean, to a certain extent, right? It's going to be a little smudge on him. Because, you know, you've got a lot of people out there that say, oh, well, Shohei Ohtani was the one that was really doing this. They're going back to the bookie. The bookie says Shohei was a client. We're going to see how this all plans out or pans out, I guess. But, you know, it's just crazy. You know, you never know what's going to go on. So we will see what happens with the Shohei Ohtani. He's going to speak to the public for the first time here very shortly and talk from his side of what really went on. And then we'll just go from there. But at the federal level, the feds are involved. And we remember last time the feds were involved in baseball when it was a steroid scandal. They are going to start digging up and tearing through anything they possibly can to find out what's going on. So I will be commenting on this and going over this as soon as these updates come for you guys and kind of go over it, right? Yep. They can't kick him out of baseball. He checks every box for them. It's so true, too. And that's why I said he's the golden child, right? Like, he's never been in any trouble before this. He's just been amazing on the field. So at that point, like, you know, what are they going to do? We will see what happens. Strong Dad said, what can you tell me about MK677? So MK677, ibutamortin. It's an oral GHRH, right? It's the only oral GHRH. I mean, it's a growth hormone-releasing hormone peptide that you can take in a capsule. And you can take this every single day. And at that point, what does it do? It's going to raise your IGF-1 levels, your growth hormone levels, naturally, and raise them up pretty good. Now, when you have higher levels of growth hormone, you know, you can do a couple different things as far as anti-aging, You have better recovery. This is going to be great for eating. This is going to stimulate the hunger hormone, ghrelin. And at that point, you know, you can put on more mass. So if you're an ectomorph is somebody that cannot put on muscle mass very easily or retain it very easily. This is could be right up your alley as far as helping you put on the lean mass, eat the calories you need, and then recover faster too as well. With higher growth hormone levels and IGF-1 levels, you will be able to recover faster. So you should be able to put in more work, more effort to get a better result all the way. Vince, you're welcome. Is AZ... No, you already said that one. Nope. All right, that's good. All right. Gotcha there. All right, cool. All right, so it's time for questions. How's it going, Big John? I hope all is well. It's all well, Roman. I hope all is well with you. James, ask the questions. This is actually live, so please, ask away. Sorry about that. Where's on YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
Oh, yeah, nice. All right, James, shoot away. And, you know, as we're talking about some of these different things, peptide-wise, you know, we can talk about testosterone too, because testosterone has really been a game changer. I think that's another great one out there. It's FDA approved since 2010. It's a GHRH injectable. It also targets visceral and belly fat, which is something no other GHRH out there does, even MK or CJC or anything like that. So really, really cool. What are your thoughts on test implants compared to test injections? So test implants, I would think you're talking about pellets. I would definitely not recommend pellets to anybody out there to do. I think the injections are going to be a lot easier to control. You can control the dosage. And I think they work out a lot better all the way around. IGF-1 LR3, just signed up for this today. Goal is to put on muscle. Don't know a lot about it. Sounds great from what I have heard. Any general info on it? How often to use? Cycle it if that is needed. Okay, so IGF-1 LR3, insulin-like growth factor 1, long-lasting release, basically. That's what it does. And what does it do? So basically, like, this is, you know, from going from the start line to the finish line of growth hormone. With growth hormone, you'd have to take growth hormone. It stimulates it pituitary down to the liver and converts. And at that point, you know, that produces IGF-1, 2, and 3. So with that, and this, you only have to take IGF-1, LR3, and that's it. And it goes straight to the source and starts working immediately. So at that point, you're going to use this every single day. You can use it for 90 days is what they say, tops. And you have to take like maybe a 10-day to 30-day off of taking it. So that's how you use it. Rockstar Silas, BPC-157 had definitely been a game changer for sure. Healing peptides like BPC-157 and TB-500, they've helped so many patients out in so many different injuries or problems that people have. Whether it's road rash and you're trying to heal faster from that, if you have a labrum problem, you have a tennis elbow, golf elbow, knees, joint areas. I mean, it's just good all the way around. So with BPC, it's just a definite game changer for sure. Joshua said, I'm thinking about starting taking TRT. Which is the safest route to what I want to do? I want to be the first bodybuilder with a tracheostomy. Okay. So obviously, if you're going to take TRT, the safest route is going to be doing it correctly. Would be one, testosterone, your aromatase inhibitor, and your gonadal support. Having somebody monitor you to make sure your blood levels are correct, making sure that your hemoglobin, hematocrit, and red blood cell count are not high, because that would create thickened blood, which can create a blood clot, stroke, or DVT. So at that point, the biggest thing I would say is get with a provider that knows what they're doing. You can come to us at Titan Medical Center. We service nationwide. We can take care of you. And making sure that they're monitoring you properly to make sure that you're getting the best out of your therapies without any negative side effects or problems that could occur, because that will occur if you do not monitor properly. What else we got here?
We got something on TikTok.
So Jordan, what's going on? Hope all is well. TikTok. Is Anavar beneficial with testosterone? Thank you. I don't think so. I'm just being honest with you. So Anavar, which is oxandrolone, is a DHT derivative. It's a dihydrotestosterone derivative. Now, will it raise testosterone levels? It's not going to raise your total levels or anything like that. You know, it might make a little bit more harden as far as the muscle, You might get a little bit more strength, but I don't think it's the best route to go to get these things with testosterone. There are other things out there that I think are way more beneficial than oxandrolone would be with testosterone. All right? Josh Titan is the best thing. I'm thinking about going with you guys. No one else. You guys are the best. Thank you, Joshua. I appreciate it. And thank you, Seth. I appreciate that, too, as well. We'd like to make sure you guys are taken care of. All right, so what we got here? Does MK677 and IGF-1 mess with insulin? So it's not going to make your it's not going to lower insulin sensitivity, if that's what you're asking. If taken too long, possibly, right, could possibly mess with those levels. But from what we do and what we prescribe out for patients, 90 days, no, you're not going to have any problems there. If you're not taking breaks and you're taking these things every single day for – I don't know, 2-3 years, there might be some sensitivity buildup there. So at that point, I just wouldn't do it. I would do what the provider recommends to do with these therapies. Okay? Ultimate Geth, how you doing? Pie Moons, what's up? All right, so weekly poll. Have you tried medical weight loss? 25% said no, and 75% said yes. Wow. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people that have tried medical weight loss. And why not? If you need medical weight loss, there are so many different things out there that we have now that can be utilized and be very effective and get you to your goal of what you're trying to do. And if you're worried about insulin sensitivity, then taking some of these different therapies will increase insulin sensitivity and help out a lot more or reverse problems that you're having because your sugar levels are maybe too high and your insulin is not properly working right. The pancreas is not laying out what it should be, right? Cookie Rob, my friend started taking Ozempic. He lost 22 pounds in a month and a half. Yes, it's definitely doable. And if they take tirzepatide, they'll lose even more weight faster, right? That's what the studies show. That's what patients have shown. So at that point, you know, those drugs are very effective. And if you lose weight, right, if you're obese or overweight, your insulin sensitivity probably sucks. And at that point, like, you might be pre-diabetic or diabetic, might have high blood pressure. If you can lose that weight, you'll be a lot healthier. Those levels can change all the way around. So it's just really cool, right? People have no excuse anymore to be able to change themselves for the better all the way around.
Great comments.
Yeah, these are awesome. I'm thinking about going. Yeah, these are awesome. I really appreciate it, guys. Upcoming Titan events, 3:30, and NBC IBB Pro League Clash Series. That will be coming up this weekend, this Saturday. 4:27 NBC IBB Pro League Clash Series, Girl Power Championships. 5:25 IBB NBC Pro League Clash Series, Southern USA Championships in Orlando. 8:01 to 8:03 Tampa Pro. 10:10 to 10:13 Mr. Olympia in Las Vegas. 10:18 to 10:19 Hurricane Pro, and 11:02 the NPC IBB Pro League Class Series All South Championships. We also have a couple other ones that we're working on right now as far as events, like Tampa Swim Week and Fashion Week, and a couple other ones too as well. Do you guys have anything going on in New Jersey ever? So, event wise, I don't know. We probably don't as far as right now. We might in the future. Who knows? We do service all in New Jersey. So at that point, anybody in New Jersey can get serviced by Titan Medical Center. Wherever you guys live at, we can help you guys. And that's really about it, guys, as far as that goes. Like, as far as servicing you guys, we got you guys covered, whatever state you guys are in, except for Idaho. And that's really about it. So I'm feeling kind of under the weather, if you guys can hear me in my voice. So I'm going to cut it short today. I appreciate all you guys. No, Titan Medical Center, so our facility is not open on the weekends here. It is, you know, call, text, you know, email. You guys can do that. If you're a patient and you have a problem and it's on the weekend, me and Sharice have the phones. We can get a hold of the provider if that need be so, or anything like that. So we are here for the patients 24/7, weekends, weekdays, whatever it is. But the facility itself is not open on the weekends. So I do need some glutathione. I'm shooting glutathione. Actually, shooting Triimmune. Triimmune has glutathione, vitamin C, and zinc all in one injection. I will be taking that again today as soon as I get home. All right. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. I'll have a way better show and I'll be more enthusiastic next Tuesday, I promise. So I appreciate all you guys joining me. I didn't want to miss a Titan Talk. I never have and I never will. So at that point, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys and I'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys.